It's a long road. It doesn't go from today to tomorrow. And really, just a little bit. Sometimes you never give up, you know, really never give up.
This podcast does not constitute medical advice. All changes surrounding medications, diet, and exercise should be made in consultation with a professional who can assess your unique health circumstances.
Welcome to the Rheumatoid Solutions Podcast with Clint Pattison, helping you to live an easier, healthier, and happier life.
Thanks for joining us. We have a guest today who's going to share her transformation with rheumatoid arthritis. She's going to tell us about how bad things were at one point and how far she has come. She's part of our coaching group with the Pattison program. She's implemented our program. She's got tremendous results. But I'm going to hand over to her. Her name is Ursula from Canada, to tell us how bad she was and then how she is today. And then we're going to get into exactly how she did it. So it's going to be very, very helpful interview. She loves to share. She's an amazing personality. So Ursula, tell us, how bad were things and how are things now?
Okay, the things were really bad that I actually was bedridden there for a while. I couldn't move. I couldn't lift my arms. I barely could get out of bed. I was so tired, the fatigue, but most of it was the pain. It was the pain. And I never realized that stuff really could get that bad. So, and when I got diagnosed with rheumatoid, I was really scared, and I didn't know really what to do. So I just followed my own diet, but it went downhill there for a while. And like I said, at my worst, it was, oh, I don't wish it on anybody, until I found the Pattison program. And I did before, when I got diagnosed, my CRP was actually really bad. And I did manage in about 3 or 4 months by myself to bring it down to normal level. And by normal level, I mean by 5, because what happened was this: I didn't have a rheumatologist at this time. We didn't have one in town. So the doctor said, you know, just take the Advil, which I did, and tried not to take, because I was really anti-medication. So, and I thought I should be able to do it with food. So I got this done, but the pain was still there. Like, and I was at 5, so I didn't quite understand it. And I thought, in my diet, I'm missing something. I must be missing something. So, and I still did cheat. Like, I was not 100% vegetarian. Okay. So, but then once I found the Pattison program, and this was like kind of up and down for me, I started the program, I believe about 2 years after I got diagnosed. I kind of sailed along till I found it, and I just bought the program, read it, and jumped in. And that really was the amazing thing. Like, I would say in about a week, I barely could lift my arms. I always had the pains in here. And in a week, those pains were gone. That was the most. So I knew it worked. And the Pattison program for me was the missing link. And I had something which I could follow. Like, I needed structure at that point, right? Like, I tried this, what worked, what didn't work. I kind of knew, but I didn't kind of nail it down, where your program just gave me that, oh, wow, that is great. And I also have to say, the pain right in here and the arms never did come back, those pains. So, but then, really, with the Pattison program, my journey actually then just started.
All right, exciting. So let's just continue then on this momentum you've got here. But just let me clarify, were you on meds at this point? Had any doctor?
I didn't go on meds for 3 years. Okay. Right. I did not go on meds. I really like when they wanted to put me on meds, I'm going, no, I'm not gonna do it. Let me try it like this first. And then I discovered, like I said, that was before, even when I was so bad, I started doing Qigong. And Qigong, I started off very, very, very slowly, you know, maybe about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day. And it was just so I get the movement in, because I really couldn't walk. When I mean walk, I barely made it around the block, you know? And I also have to mention, I always worked. I still worked. So when I needed to go somewhere, I'm a contractor, I took some pills, and I can't take strong pills, because I still need to be able to drive. I still need to be able to function. So, and when there was lifting or whatever, I would take somebody with me. I would wear braces, right? So people wouldn't, oh, can we help you, right? Because somehow it was always affected my wrist the worst, okay? So people would actually help me. But when I did it, then I was laid up for 2 days afterwards, because it exhausted me so much.
So the work.
And it wasn't really hard work, but it's whatever I did, just it was the exhaustion on top of it. So going back to the Patterson program, okay. So I started this, and I really I stayed on it for about three or four weeks, and then started, you know, slowly adding things. And I'm the person who's not very patient, right? I'm going, yeah, I'm gonna add two, right? So I really watched about my pain level, right? And my pain level really, really decreased. And doing the Qigong, I became more flexible and more flexible. So then about 6 months into the program, my blood levels were, all of them were normal. Okay. They were normal. There was absolutely no problem. I went to the rheumatologist and he said, what are you doing? Because first he measured my movement, right? And all of a sudden, I could lift my arms, I could do this, I could bend over, like, and like from what I was before, like it was almost like I was a total different person. So then I thought, well, and I skied for a winter too. I did skiing. So then just before the pandemic hit, I decided I'm going to go on a trip, okay? So I went for 5 weeks to Thailand and Cambodia. So, and the reason why I mentioned this is because they eat lots of soup, lots of seaweed, lots of sushi, right? And I told them I'm a vegetarian. I had given up meat by that time. So it was just great. And I actually felt really good. You know, I took very little Advil, right? I still wore my braces, because the fact the thing which really hurt for me was my wrists. They always have bothered me. So, and I went in there, and anyways, back to this. So I traveled there, and it was absolutely wonderful. It was like, oh my God, I almost feel normal, right? I still at night, you know, like I would get up early, do things all day, and 8 o'clock. 8:30 at night, I was done. That was it. I need to go lay down, sleep till 6 or 7 in the morning. I needed my 8 hours sleep. But the food really helped me there, which was so great, like all the fresh fruit and like I said, and the sushi and not even fish. I did everything vegetarian. So then I came back, and then maybe it's the weather here too. All of a sudden, then it went downhill again. Okay. And that was also a week before the world closed down, before the pandemic. We just got out of there before a week, and then everything was canceled. So then, you know, just was at home. So I did, anyways, then, you know, just really kind of sailed along. You know, it wasn't too bad. I still did my Qigong, and I didn't let that bother me that it was the pandemic. You know, I was a homebody anyways. I couldn't do much. So, but then one becomes a little bit lazy. And also I have to say is that even when I was always by myself, my husband worked out of town. So he only was home on the weekend. So I had no help. I had no help. Like even, you know, when I was really bad, getting out of bed, my kitchen, I had everything placed outside so I could cook, like, you know, with Instapot, steamer, whatever you can imagine, every little thing I bought and I had. And so, but I needed everything out because I couldn't lift anything. And on the beginning, so everything had to be at eye level and my drawers are really hard to open up. So everything was in jar, even my cutlery, my everything, because I couldn't, and that was just, even so I felt good, but it was my wrists. My wrists killed me. So then I went back to the rheumatologist. We took some x-rays and I did have some damage. But the thing was, is what I never understood is all my blood work was normal. Okay. Yeah. So it was fine. And he said, he did, you know, I don't remember what test he did, and said, you know, your rheumatoid is really active. And I'm going, but how can it be so active? You know, if my blood work is fine, you know, and everything, like from the liver, whatever they check, nothing, all in normal range. So anyways, and he said, you know, you really should go on medication. And I'm going, no, I'm not bad enough yet. I don't want to. So anyways, but then it's my rate. And I think I cheated then at that time too, you know, went a little bit off the program and cheated. And you know what? And it affected me right away. It's like, this is like, you become almost complacent. Yeah, I'm good now. You know, yeah, I can live with this, right? So anyway, so then I think actually I wrote that down in September. In September 2021, now I got diagnosed in 2017. That's the first time I took medication. And I went down on Plaquenil, okay, 200 milligrams. So, and what that did to me, it made me fly down the stairs, okay, because I seemed like I got dizzy spells or missed stuff, right? Like it just, and that was right in the beginning. And I landed on my hip, on my bad one too. Oh yeah. So, but I have, I guess I'm blessed. I have a really high pain tolerance. Okay. So I got up and just rocked it off and say, okay, let's get moving.
Okay. So because of an association, and may have been around the time after you started the medication, you felt very lightheaded, and one day you fell and you really hurt one of your hips that had already been a sore.
That was already damaged, right? But not from the RA. That has been going on for a long time. But it just landed on it. So then all of a sudden, can't walk again, right? Like that was really bad. And then, you know, like then all of a sudden it went into my ankles, then it went back into my shoulder. Then I mentioned it before, where I laid down and I actually had to pull up my head. So I understand people, my neck hurted. Driving, I have one of the vehicles where the steering is really hard. I couldn't drive it because I couldn't steer. The steering just was too much for me. So I needed to get another vehicle, just which, you know, where you can, which steered really light, and I couldn't shoulder check because I had to, you know, I had to turn like this. Like it was, I don't know, it was frustrating. And sometimes, you know, I come home and I just broke down, just cried because I'm going, why me? Like really, why me? What did I do? So, and I think everybody goes through that. So then again, I kept on taking the Plaquenil, and still ever so often did throw in an Advil because I couldn't stand the pain. Like I would go to bed at night and I would go, no, I'm not taking anything. 2 o'clock in the morning, I would wake up. Oh my God, I can't sleep. The pain is just so bad. Get up, take it. Then in the morning, do the exercises again, you know, I started back on the basics. And that kind of, for some reason, went up and down. But the thing is, I kept on pushing, and I did my Qigong, you know, and then I actually, what I meant before in 2019, I tried to get certified in medical Qigong, and I did so much research on all of that. And it did work, but sometimes I also have to say, when you're really, really down and out and you really can't move, then it's just kind of, it doesn't matter. Like there were times where I said, I'm going to give up And then the next day is, okay, no, I'm going to go for it again. But it's just, like I said, it was an emotional roller coaster for me. And then I got the, I had to get the COVID shots, and they nearly killed me. Okay. I have to honestly say that, but I had no choice, and that doesn't matter. It's an individual choice anyways, right? So after the third one, I was all of a sudden, everything was fine. I did the 6 weeks, and I'll be honest, I tried the 6 weeks program where you just choose, right? I thought, you know what? Can't lose anything, right? But what happened to me, I dropped, I think, 25 pounds. I was so much underweight. But when I went off this, I had, even my wrists had no pain, but I knew that I couldn't sustain that. And I didn't even want to sustain it, because for me, it's not the right lifestyle. You know, like I'll be honest, Patterson was always in the back of my mind, right? And I'm going, but you know what? I'm home. Let's try it, right? And that was right. And then I got the third shot, and then I had the highest rate which you can have CRP, right? That just shot up. And then I went down the rabbit hole, because I'm going, I felt so good. I went back and it felt so good. So why? Why is that happening, that I went from really so good? And that was in a matter of about 3 weeks, that anybody can go downhill that quickly.
I can completely relate, and I don't want to distract from your story, but remember when I had a setback, I ate a big oily meal several years ago.
I always remember
what happened
that.
Next. I jumped on I decided, okay, I'm going to exercise now at a level that I haven't in a while, get back into. And then I had a biking accident, and that hit my left knee, exactly what happened to you, which was the one joint that was most compromised took the damage. And then that inflammation came back to that knee. And then all my focus for the next year and a half was around the knee. I ended up having to get an immediate knee replacement because I couldn't walk. And it was just a total disaster from that one meal led to a biking around places I hadn't gone, accident. And it all fell apart, just like what you're talking about. Okay. And so when the inflammation's high in the body from a trauma, an accident, and we can't then exercise, we're stressed, there's high inflammation circulating through the body, which ends up getting to the gut wall, causing more intestinal permeability. We get caught because of that one traumatic event that's triggered the body to completely fall out of balance. And so I can so relate to your story, because that hip accident caused a downfall of events that would have probably been avoided had you hadn't had that accident.
It down spiraled. Like it was crazy. And I just went through some of my, because I've got it back till 2012, you know, all my medical records and all the tests, right? And so anyways, yeah, and everything was pretty well normal, you know, and then until that, well, you know, from that fall. And then, but then I think my biggest problem was is that when I got so bad after I had the COVID shot, right? Like I really,
yes.
I gave up, and I'm going, okay, I'm so bad anyways, you know, I might as well eat this. And then, you know, and then I really harmed myself. I hurt myself more than anything. I'm going, okay, you know what? It really doesn't matter. Like it seems like so. And it took me almost a year to climb out of this. Yes, I didn't do meat, but I didn't like, my favorite was cheese, for example. So ever so often, I would have a piece of cheese, right? Which of course I could feel. And the really weird part is because I make up lots of my own recipe. I see something and I'm going, yeah, okay, I can make that the way what I can eat with. And what I never realized that I do lots of curries. So, but I always added in the organic tomato sauce, so organic tomatoes, okay, which regular tomatoes don't bother me. And I'm always going afterwards, you know what? What was in there? There was nothing in there really which should harm me. So then I went away, and this is just, and I didn't make my curries or whatever, anything with tomato sauce in it for about a week or 2 weeks. All of a sudden, my wrist got better. figure that one out, you know? So
what did you put it down to?
I put it down. There was something in the cans because I don't eat out of cans, really. Like, everything is made fresh, even my beans. They're just an emergency where I use a can. I do mine in the Instapot packages, freeze them, put them away when I need them. I take them out. So, and it was that I cannot have any tomato sauce or any canned tomatoes in anything. If I put the fresh ones in, I'm okay. That made a huge difference for me for some reason. But anyways, going back to climbing back out. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I quit there for a while. I quit my Qigong, you know, I quit pretty well everything and kind of felt sorry for myself, you know, till I kind of had to kick myself in the butt again because I never asked for any help from anybody. So it was really hard for me even to, when I joined the forum, just to tell you, to ask for help, because when I'm down, I just want to be by myself, and I've never learned in my whole life to ask for support on that. I was taught to deal with it yourself, okay? Which is kind of silly, right? Because I know I could have learned so much before. But anyways, I struggled, I went through it, and I came back out again.
Now, we were recently, let's now fast forward a little bit, so then you can fill in the blanks between where you're up to and today. But you've just recently, you know, been given more approval for more reductions of medications. We've been working on, you know, talking about things like improving the range of motion through your wrists, more activity through your wrists, and all that sort of stuff. Where did the methotrexate come into the picture?
The methotrexate came in after I had COVID, I had COVID, and my everything went to the roof. And I went to the doctor and I said, "Please, I want the needle. I'm done. I cannot handle it anymore." I was in so much, you know, just like this, right? And I canceled most of my calls because I just couldn't do it. And it was the exhaustion. So they started running. My doctor gave me a shot just to bridge me over. And then I saw the rheumatologist. They worked really close together. And he said, "Okay, you got to start this." I started you on a low dose on 8 milligrams. That's where I started. And he said, it should really work for you. My doctor said, "You got to watch out for this and this." And of course, I did all my research. And I would say didn't take that long because the shot worked in about 2 days. That's how strong a shot she gave me. And I wrote it down. It was, I don't even know, because I didn't even want any shots. But like I said, I was done with everything. Just medicate me up, help me.
Yeah, that was a steroid shot, right?
Yeah. So that was actually the only steroid shot I ever had in my life. I have to say that too. Anyways, yeah. And then I started methotrexate that really worked. That really worked for me. And then it went really upwards. But the other side from methotrexate is, it works. Now I can cheat. Okay. So, I mean, you know, that's human nature, right? And by cheat, I don't mean, I'm going to go out and have ice cream and I'm going to have processed food, you know, whatever. Oh, I can have a couple more slices of sourdough bread or bread, right? So, you know, this is it. And I did have a tiny little bit of cheese, but you know what? The cheese doesn't go over and I'm going, "What are you doing? Like, really?" You know? So anyways, so I stopped that again. But that's what I keep on saying. So the methotrexate really worked great for me. And I feel actually horrible that I didn't start it sooner, you know, because I be honest, I could have saved myself a lot of pain and I could have saved probably a lot of damage to my wrists, which are locked now. Okay, so like I cannot bend them. You adjust. So I live with that. But I can blame the doctor. I only can blame myself, and because I was stubborn. Okay, and said, "No, I'm not taking any medication." So then I sailed along. So then my rheumatologist unfortunately retired. But he brought a young rheumatologist in, and she took me on as a patient. And she, my rheumatologist, is absolutely wonderful because they listen to me, right? They really listen to me. Like when he would show me, he knew exactly when he said, there's a new study coming out. And I would say, who did it? Were the pharmaceuticals involved or who paid for the studies, right? Like those were my questions, right? Like, who is the sponsor, right? I said, so I always had questions, and he was so patient with me, you know, which really, because so when he told me he retired, I got to tell this story. Which rheumatologist comes over and gives you a hug and says, you were a great patient?
That's awesome.
So anyways, so then going back to the med rheumatologist, I said, look, it's really great. Can we start reducing the plaque volume? You know, I'm going to take it every second day. And she said, absolutely, absolutely. Let's do it every second day. So, and I would say in the next month, I'm going to go off of it. So by next appointment. So then I'm on methotrexate now a little bit over a year. So, and when it was a year, I said to her, you know, I actually feel good. Can we reduce it? Okay. And she said, absolutely. I said, and the reason why I said this, because I was traveling again. I was going to Europe to see my family, and they wouldn't give me the doses, you know, the extra doses. And I'm going, well, then I just reduce it to 6 and it will last me until I get back, right?
That's funny. Yeah. We don't want to seem like rebellious or ridiculous, but like it's your story. This is what happened, and you're just sharing, you know.
So I called my rheumatologist and I said, I need to ask you permission for that. And if she would have said no, absolutely not, yes, I would have gotten it. But it was the principle of it for me, right? So anyways, she said, try it, and as soon as there's anything, let me know. Okay, she said, call me right away. And we can increase it, whatever, you know, whatever works for you. So anyways, and now I'm on 6, and the less I go, the more I have to watch to go back 100% on the program, because I know that's the only savior. Okay. So, and still keep on exercises. Like now I'm a little bit reduced because of my hip, but I do all my other exercises, and started to go full swing into Qigong again. And exercise really is also, and movement is the key. Like for me, like I don't do specific it's the Qigong, but I try to move all day. Like when I drive, I flick my fingers, right? With you know, I do this because I'm sitting there doing that, you know, just thing, and that doesn't distract me. So I do that. You know, so or I just go and but it's always, I always try to move, and that really has saved me. But there were times, and like I said in the book, where I had to pull my head up. I couldn't do left, I couldn't do right. So when people talk about it, I'm going, I feel it. I know exactly. Like when it moves around, like 1 minute it's in the knee, the next minute it's in the shoulder, then it goes into your neck, then it goes back to your ankle, you know, and you go, but yesterday, this is good today, but today I can't, you know, I barely can walk. So, or I can't lift my arm, and my neck was that was months, and that was so bad. Like every time you do anything, because you use it that was just and that was so bad. I don't even know how I could cry just thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, it seems like, you know, it was gone, which was the weird part. So I did some really bizarre exercises. I researched. I did Feldenkrais. I did, like, there was a whole bunch of little things which I tried, and slowly, and then all of a sudden, poof, and it hasn't come back.
Yeah, so it's incredible. Previously, you had all of these things going on, neck and shoulder, knee, ankles, always the wrists, struggling to get out of bed. And now you're only on 6 tablets of the methotrexate.
No, I do the shots. 6.
Oh, you do the shots.
I do the shots once a week.
You do the shots. So you have methotrexate only as your drug, and you work full time, and you are only affected in the wrists primarily.
Yeah.
And then you do all the other lifestyle things to keep all the other stuff that used to be there out of the picture.
Yes. Yes. So, and also the other thing is, which is gone, when I used to be in pain and whatever, it was always the fatigue, you know, like, and I would get that probably in the last year I haven't, but I would have to get up and I would say, okay, I'm sorry, I have an RA day. And that means I'm bound to the couch. I can't do nothing. I have no energy. And then I would rest a day, literally just rest. And then next day I would go, okay, I'm good again. But I need that. Like it's listening to your body. So, and when I was in Europe in October, I got COVID and just to tell you, I didn't even know that I had COVID. I thought I had an RA day. I said, oh my God, I think I traveled too much, you know, or extended myself. Today is a day where I just lay on the couch and really do nothing. Do nothing. That's it. Maybe watch a little bit TV. I can't read. I can't do. That's it. Next day, I got up and I'm going, good to go.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know if that happened, but you got to listen. And I knew now when my body says enough, even now, okay, take a rest day. And that's it. I'm not, then I don't do anything. I don't cook, nothing. So I have my tea and you know what? And that's, and drink lots of water and that's about it. And have a salad or whatever. But that's the most important thing to me.
Okay. So, great. So you rest on the days that have, where you feel no energy, but you said that hasn't happened in a while.
No, it hasn't. And what I also noticed, when I get out of bed, you know, I do some little exercise before I get, when I hit the floor, right? When I sit down, I'm going, the first step, okay, next step is fine. It's good. Like I used to get up and it's like walking, and just really walking on nails, you know, like kind of, but that's all gone. And that's why I'm going, I'm almost normal. I'm not normal yet, but you know. So, and my wrists are slowly, like I said, really slowly improving. And it's just so nice in the forums because you learn so much, you know, where you think you know everything, you know nothing. you always learn. And that really has helped me. And like I mentioned before, I should have done that a long time ago. But I don't ask for help. I only say when I'm good. Okay, I'm good, right? So the bad stuff is behind me. I dealt with it, but it was tough. And it's a long road. It doesn't go from today to tomorrow. And really, just a little bit. Sometimes you never give up, you know, really never give up.
How would you describe your quality of life now compared to the average person, say, out of 10?
I would say I'm about an 8. 8, you know, there's a few things like... But it's hopefully going to be a 10 soon once I get my, once that stuff is resolved with the hip. So then, because I want to go skiing again and I want to go biking and I try to bike and I actually have the strings, you know, to press into and to the gears. So this is my thing. And I'm not sure it, but I used to paddleboard, you know, which is really good for the balance. And I said, you know what? I quiet lake. I'm going to try that because I've got, you know, and it's good for the balance, but I can't do it right now because of my hip, you know?
Yes.
So, so one said, I want to do all of those. I really want to do all of those things. So, and just get out and enjoy things. And that's where like the quality of life for me, since I had that, really went down and I'm trying to get it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So why don't we talk about the hip a bit more? Because I know more of that situation than what we've shared here on the call, because we, as you said, we're in the communication together. Why don't we talk about the wrists? Because I know those wrists have improved over the previous few months as we've been sharing, you know, back and forth about strategies around the wrists. And then I want, after that, you to share as many tips as you can squeeze in to other people across a spectrum of RA management, from mindset to happiness to determination to little hacks and tips and stuff in the time that we have left. So let's begin with the hip. I know, for example, that did a lot of damage that fall on top of a very bad long-term hip issue. So you have been waiting on getting that hip replaced, haven't you?
Yes. And I just got a phone call actually yesterday. So it might be sooner than later. So I'll see.
Yes. Okay. All right. Because that could bring back into balance all of the, you know, future plans that you have on wanting to do all these things. Because, you know, once a joint is that bad, and I know how bad it is from communicating with you regularly, once the hip is that bad, it's all bone on bone and it's affecting how you're walking and so on, you know, and it's the only major joint, right, that's kind of in this situation. So if you can bring that one back up to speed with the rest of your body, then it could open up so many more avenues for recreational enjoyment.
Yes. So, and what I did, again with the hip, so I can move it, right? I do special hip exercises all the time. And, you know, some of them, I just do what I feel, what feels good to me, you know, and then I never push it. And then I see how it works out next day. And sometimes I overdo it and I'm going, you know what? It's not good. So back off. But now at least I'm pushing myself. I do actually almost 5,000 to 10,000 steps. A minimum I set myself to 5,000. And my husband walks me and says, oh my God, I can see you limping. And I'm going, I don't want to hear that, you know? So he said, are you sure you don't want to sit down at me, come and get you with the car? And I'm going, no, I'm going to walk home. You know, there's absolutely no way. So, you know, the movement and the exercises together, you know, it has actually improved my hip. But like I said, tomorrow I can get up and go, oh, what happened? Not even doing anything. Might have been the way I slept. And I know that's the same with the knee. So that's what I'm hoping to resolve that. Now, going on to my wrists, it's jumps from one to the other. Like last week I had and I think it's sometimes how I sleep at night. So I actually started wearing braces again. And it's just to remind me, they're not tight or whatever, but it's just to remind me not to lay your hand on it, not to put it under here, right? So because it's, I injured them myself. Like I picked up a package which was over 40 pounds. And I'm going, oh, I'm stretching them. So that's good, right? But then I needed to lift them differently. And then I hurt my wrist again. So I'm going, okay, did that myself. Don't do that. So, but it's mostly then self-inflicted, because I know if I don't use them much, I don't, you know, just do this, don't lift anything, then they're fine, you know, until I do something crazy again. And by crazy, I mean, I lift heavy stuff, I lift it wrong, you know, and I'm going, no, you can't do that. You know, also, I would like to say they were so bad cleaning, like just using a broom or writing my name, I couldn't hold a pen. That's how bad they were. I could not hold a pen or write. So like even, or cutting something wouldn't work for me. Couldn't do it. I could not do it. So just when you cut vegetables, because most of the time I was by myself, you know, I had a really, really hard time. Then I stopped, and I got to say this because I'm still laughing about this. I saw a kitchen chainsaw. A chainsaw for the kitchen. So I'm going, that would be perfect. My husband said, there's absolutely no way, because I can see you slicing your finger off. And I'm going, yeah, you're right.
I've never heard of one. How big is this thing?
It's only about this big.
Oh,
so anyways, and I thought, wow, that's really neat, you know. So anyways, every time I think, you know, of doing a melon or something else, I'm going, yeah, James, I would be really happy if nobody's there. You know, I just drop it on the floor, you know, like those were my challenges, because I live by myself, you know, most of the time. Now my husband is retired, so he's home. But when I was at my worst, there was nobody around most of the time. And like I said, and I never go and ask for help. Another funny story, which people might appreciate. Okay, I had COVID. I was by myself at home and I said, somebody, please, could you pick me up something to drink? I don't drink pop, I have to say that. But I had a real gravy for ginger ale, they call it. I said, just a little bottle. So they said, okay, we leave it outside the door. So then the bottle, I'm going, great, how am I going to open it up? I can't unscrew it. So I've got lots of tools, like vice grips. You know, like those are when I get down, then those are the stories which make me laugh, right? Because all the crazy things I came up with, you know, of getting something done, you know, or doing something, it's all because you can't use your hands. So you got to get really creative. And so I have to see the sometimes, you know, because if I look at only the bad part, it's depressing me. I got to look at the fun part, because how I resolved some problems where my husband goes, how did you come up with this? And I'm going, you know, desperation, if you want some. That's what you do. So anyways, so this is how I dealt with some stuff. Not to say sometimes I broke down in tears and I'm going, why? You know, but once you pull yourself out again and then just think of the bright side of what you have accomplished, you know, and how you did it, of all your pains. And that makes it sometimes for me, it made it a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. What works for your wrists? What do you do other than resting them? Because that's not as proactive as a healing strategy as I like.
By resting, I don't mean not doing nothing. But by resting, I mean I'm not lifting anything heavy. Like I do, you know, I'm always like, I always do different and always move my fingers and you know, and then I have the bands where I pull down, and you told me, you know, like even this, and that really works. Then back and forth, you know, like I do, those are the things which I really do pretty well all day long when I think about it, right? So I don't mean I sit like this when I mean resting. By resting, I mean I'm not lifting stuff around, you know, that is my biggest downfall, because I always overdo it. I can do it, right? And that's what I mean. That's how I put them. When I rest them, is okay, no, you're not going to lift 30 pounds or 40 pounds today, okay? No, you're not going to do this. You're just going to keep on moving and use your strengths, you know, the bands. So I do, I've got them hanging at the door, you know, so when I walk by, oh, give it a few pulls, right? So this is, I have the strengths grip now, and then, Carl showed us some exercises, you know, just I take a yogurt container and just grip it like this, you know, and that has really worked wonders for me. Like my grip has probably improved, I would say 60-70%, because I hold people's hand and say, look at this. And I squeeze their hand and get, oh my God, you got strength back. I'm going, yes, I'm getting strength back. This is so great, right? So, and this just comes from movement. That's yeah. And by movement, I mean just really don't just so. And I use screwdrivers a lot. I work with tools a lot. So, you know, it's all those movements. If you do them too much, one time I did a whole bunch of, I had to redo a whole bunch of equipment and use little screwdrivers and really tiny things. And then for 8 hours doing all of this, the next day I'm going, ooh, my wrist, I really did it, because it's always the same movement. So, you know, but in all, like just with the training of moving them and, you know, doing back and forth and all of the finger exercises, which I always looked up, and then, so that really works for me. Just keep on moving, like dancing, you know. I love music. So you know what? I'm cooking and I'm dancing away. So, and again, it's just movement. I had students staying here at one time and they're looking at me, are you nuts? I'm going, no, you got to keep on moving, you know, like.
I love it. I'm so glad we clarified that, because the takeaway message for the wrists for some people, had we not, would have been, oh, well, Ursula's wrists are improving. She's resting them. But that actually is very, very misleading. You're resting, really what we've defined that as, is not overloading them.
overloading them, yes.
Right. And that you're resting, in Ursula terms, is actually lots and lots of light movements and throughout the day, some well-defined resistance movements through bands in a way that doesn't irritate them.
That's exactly it.
I'm really glad that that came out, because that's the Ursula I know from your weekly updates to us in the group, not no restings going on whatsoever. Now, tell us, let's see, we've got a little time left. Can you just tell us how impactful Qigong is for you at the moment, has been, and how much you'd recommend that to others? First of all, quickly tell us what it is and then answer the other questions.
Okay, so Qigong is really slow movement where you actually move your whole body in different ways. So you pretty well cover every joint, you cover all the muscles from top to bottom. Okay, so, and there's all the different exercises, and it's very slow moving. It's dynamic, like compared to yoga, where yoga is more static. So, and that's what I like, because the dynamic movement, you don't feel like you're doing anything, and yet it has a great, great impact. So, and that's what I found. And I actually posted some, but I posted it in the forum, and I don't know if it ever made it. The three videos which I started off, they were like 6 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes. And it's an elderly fellow which explains it down to the detail on how you will feel the difference. And that's what got me started. So now I can do an hour, and it will work everything from my shoulder to my neck, to my ankles, to my wrists. It's everything is covered in it, and it has saved my life, because even the rheumatologist and my doctor said, I'm more flexible now than I was in my 20s. Just to tell you, I can, like I said. I can stand up. I can touch my toes and actually pull my ankles. I cut because I can't bring my legs up really, or I couldn't. So I cut my toenails standing. I can bend down like this. So which it's impossible to ever even the thought of it, right? So, and it has really, and the strength you gain, and how I noticed, I was climbing almost a little mountain. Okay. It was for about 45 minutes going up very straight. It was hot. It was in the summer. And I'm walking with the group, and they stopped, and oh, it's wrong. And I'm going, what's wrong? I don't even feel my leg yet. And this is how you noticed when you test it out. And I'm going, where does all that strength come from? I said, it must be the Qigong. I'm standing on top of a hill, and I'm saying, okay, let's do a few Qigong exercises. Because everybody said, oh, we thought you had RA. And I'm going, yeah, I do. But this is what that did for me, what the Qigong did to me, for me. And I've been doing it now for 6 or 7 years, right? So, and yeah, it has saved me.
And sorry, I just need to cut you off just to wrap this section up quickly, but also your hip orthopedic surgeon also said you're in fantastic shape before surgery too, yeah. Didn't he?
Yeah. He said, I'm in the top 1%. And that really all comes from the Qigong.
That's amazing.
Just, I get up in the morning, and there's five movements which I really make, and that's just warming up all my joints and then bringing fluid in your spine. And there's four movements which you need to make so that you regenerate your spine. And then I'm really, even if I don't have time, those are the most important exercises for me. I do Qigong in the evening, okay, and you get the best sleep. So, you know, it's...
I have those videos from inside the coaching platform. Let me grab those. I'll post them for everyone else if they'd like to see those introductory videos that you shared with us.
Which got me started, which really got me started.
Right. So, okay, awesome. They'll be over at rheumatoidsolutions.com. Okay, we have to get to that last thing here. What would be maybe three or four top tips for people who are inflamed and want some new insights or some reminders as to what to focus on to ensure that inflammation is as controlled as it possibly could be?
For me is, okay, first of all, really stick to the diet. That to me is very important, you know, because I went off and really try just even not to cheat for a month. Just stick to it, okay? And if it gets boring, what I did is take the foods which you can eat and create something. That's what I did, okay? Create something. Your favorite recipe, make it with the foods which you can, instead of oil, use water, right? So that's one. That's what I did, so that it never gets boring. Because when it gets boring, you go to the other side. The second one is, yes, you do, you know, because, oh, no, you know, I want this. So anyways, the second one is keep moving. Keep moving, you know, like I find as soon as you sit down and sit too much, right, get up. Take an RA day if you have to, but, you know, once a week or once a month. And the other time, really push yourself. You have to push yourself if you want to get better. And I know there's times where I was ready to give up, but then you know what? You got to get out of it if you want to heal. And it's for everybody. It's a different situation. We are not all the same. What works for me might not work for you. So try research, you know, ask questions, try different things, and always listen to your body. That's the main thing I found, even with the exercise, right? If it doesn't feel good, don't do it, you know? Try to modify. So that's what somebody might be able to do this, okay? This way you can modify so it feels good for you. That's what I had to do too. Like there were some Qigong exercises, right? Which just, I can't do that because I can't use my wrist. So why don't I modify it? And it doesn't matter to do it right all the time. It doesn't have to be the perfect form. As long as you do it, that's the way I feel. As long as you do it, you know, yeah, I might mistakes ask, you know, but as long as it just keep on plugging away and don't look at the form so much. That's what I had to learn, right? Because you always want a perfection, you know, like it needs to be just a perfect. No, it's not about this. It's about continuing on that you do. Find something else. If this doesn't work for you, go to the next exercises. But all I can say is to anybody, check out the Qigong. Like that saved my, I still to this day, it saved my life. Keep trying, you know, it will get better. Don't give up. It took me, I gave up a few times. And you know what? When I look back and I'm going, oh my God, thank you that I kept on going. And I'm thankful every day the way I am. And yes, and the little risks, it's whatever, right? We'll deal with it. Just see the little steps. All the little steps you make, it's all progress. And, you know, yeah, I like I said before, I can't change my wrists anymore, so live with it, right? And I do, because there's no, I caused it myself, but moving forward. And that's really it for me, just moving forward. And look, what you still can do, and this is the way I look at it. I still want to go skiing, you know, I still want to go biking. I want to go paddleboarding, you know, I want to do those things. So I might have to wear wrist guards on some of them. So be it, right? But I'm out there doing what I used to do. And that's what you set yourself a goal. And that's what I've been doing, because I want to travel here and I want to do this, right? But I have to be healthy enough and good enough to do it. And if I sit around on the couch and feel sorry for myself, right, I'm not going to get there. So that's really it. Just get off the couch, get off your chair and do it. And if you have to dance all day, do it. You know, it's all in the movement. So that's really,
absolutely love it.
That's really my message. And be excited about whenever you learn something, right? Like for me, I'm always, oh my God, I tried this. Oh my God, this turned out so good. You know, like it's everything I do when it works, right? Wow, that's great. Keep on doing it. And don't ever fall off the wagon. I call it, I fell off the wagon. And the other thing is, which I did is I used to really play, I called it, I play Russian roulette with the food. When I try this, will I go off or not? And going off, and will I have a reaction, right? And I have to quit that. I quit that now. So, because it doesn't get you anywhere. You know you're not supposed to have it. get yourself in a good position. So then maybe, you know, you can try it. Yeah. And what I mean is to, well, I don't even know, which means my downfall is the bread because I'm European. And that's the bread, like all the other stuff, the sausage and stuff like this. When I go to people say, oh my God, it's so good. And I'm going, are you trying to kill me? No, I don't want to eat this bread. You know, so, and people just don't let people bully you. Like I actually found I got bullied, you know, for being, oh my God, you always have to eat this food. What's wrong with you? Is it not good enough for you? You know, and I'm going, oh, it's all good enough. It's just, you know, I want to stay healthy. So that is my thing.
I love it. Look, you know? Look, we can talk about this on our weekly calls, but don't get too concerned about that. The bread, the bread is not going to be a major catastrophe for you. If you can continue to build your health, build more resilience through more diversity of plants in the diet and be, you know, more resilient through the wrist by building strength around the wrist through movement and resistance exercises, you know, you'll be able to have your bread.
Like I said, my thing is just don't give up. Really don't give up. We all fall off the wagon. Let's go back on and, you know, and let's go again. And I would have never gotten here where I am today if I wouldn't have stayed in this little, almost like a depression, right? So you got to pull yourself together. And I know how tough it is. Like I said, now I can look back and just go, wow, I actually got away from this. Just when I look back and people comment on me when they see me now, say, wow, what did you do? You look so much better. You don't have, you know, and I'm going, yeah, I feel so much better, you know, and that's all because of the diet, because of the exercise, because I'm doing stuff. And then you have to feel good about yourself that you did it. Nobody else, you did it, right? And you have to be proud of yourself and go, yes, yes, I know I have it. I know I'm not going to beat it 100%, or maybe I will, right? But let's keep on going and see where it takes me. So that's my message, really.
It's beautiful, Ursula. Thank you so much. I love how you can drive so much information with passion, and you're so enthusiastic. It's contagious. And so thank you very much for sharing with us. And I know you're going to hit all of those goals with your skiing and everything else that you want to do because you're so determined and you take responsibility. You say, okay, fine, this has happened to me. I can't change that. But what can I change? What can I influence? What actions can I take that align with steps towards my big vision that I've put out there, which is the life that I want in the future? And so that is so powerful, and it comes across so strongly that you are going to get there. Everyone who's listening or watching this can tell you're going to hit those goals.
So, I have to just thank you. One more thing.
Yes.
I have 2 granddaughters, okay? And yes. I was never allowed, and I couldn't, okay? I couldn't take them anywhere because I can't open the car seats. I can't lift them, okay? I couldn't do any of those things. And about a month ago, my granddaughters who live in New York came here and I said, okay, let's go to the mall. And she said, Oma, but you can't get me in the car seat. I said, let's try it. So I put her in the car seat. I hooked her up and unhooked her. And she said, wow, she's 4 years old. Wow, you can do that now. Wow, that is so great. So, you know, a 4-year-old noticed my improvement and told me, I can't go with you because you can't do that. So that's a big win for me, right? So anyways, I just wanted to share you. It's the little wins which go, yes, I keep on going.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thank you, Ursula. Okay, you're amazing.
You.
So grateful to have you today.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Rheumatoid Solutions. If you'd like to get more help to live an easier, healthier, and happier life, visit rheumatoidsolutions.com.